Tucked away near the base of the Ko'olau Mountains in Waimanalo, volunteers repair a traditional Hawaiian thatched house. Some drag dried lo'ulu palms across the pebble-laden floors, while others hoist them up on ladders, fastening them to wooden frames to patch up holes.
The hardest part is the corner. Once we work on the corner, once we get that out of the way, then we can do the faces. The faces are easy here.
Scotty Garlo helps repair Waimanalo's Halelimuli Pu'upu'u. He's usually busy teaching lashing and thatching at Ho'olu Aina in Kalihi. But over the weekend, Garlo joined a gathering of the who's who of Hawaii stewardship community dedicated to protecting the island's land and waters.
This gathering helps us get to know each other.
Saul Kaho Halahala flew in from Lana'i for the gathering of E'alu Pu, a statewide network of 35 community-based organizations focused on preserving Hawaii's natural and cultural resources. E'alu Pu began 15 years ago with the idea that communities could benefit from sharing best practices and airing mutual frustrations.
The communities that have similar situations can understand from me my island's story, my island concerns, and then what we're trying to do to help fix it. You know, that our successes hopefully will be things that might be relevant to their challenges.
Big Island resident Kavika Lewis never heard of E'alu Pu until this year. He, his wife Kaipua'ala, and their children and grandchildren have been running Aina University in Pauka'a for 6 years.
Words cannot even explain the opportunity that my ohana and I have to see other, you know, 35 plus other organizations on the same page, so to speak. Sometimes jumping those same hurdles, it seems so awesome that we hope to come back again.
Presley Wan flew in from flood-devastated Haena. He's experienced firsthand the value of networking with other communities in E'alu Pu. His organization helps run the state's first designated community-based subsistence fishing area on Kauai's North Shore.
You know, if it wasn't for this organization, guarantee you, we'd probably still be working on our community-based subsistence fishing area. If it wasn't for the, you know, it's for advocating for each other, no matter what it is.
As we spoke, petitions were being circulated seeking support for another community-based subsistence fishing area designation for Mo'omomi on Molokai.
We're a political power here, and we don't even realize what it is, you know. This is it. This is the beginning of a huge movement.
This year, hundreds of participants descended upon Waimanalo for E'alu Pu. Ilimaho Lasimosa, founder of God's Country Waimanalo, helped host the gathering.
All of us as kanaka, no matter where we live, whether it be Waimanalo, Waianae, Wailuku, Waikane, we all have our skills.
And by banding together, the collective impact can create systemic change and preserving Hawaii's natural and cultural resources. Kuvehi Hiraishi, HPR News.